Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Boston Celtics in action tonight at the Garden. Big game taking on the New York Knicks, 8 o'clock. It's an NBC Peacock game. This is where they do the doubleheaders at 8 and 11. So the Thunder Warriors play at 11 tonight if you want to watch the 20-1 Oklahoma City Thunder.
And they've played basically the whole – I think Jalen Williams just came back. They basically played the whole year without Williams.
Yeah,
who was incredible in the finals last year.
And one.
Yeah, they're a great example. And
yeah,
the Celtics, we asked this about Terp, a few weeks back, and I went back and looked at the Celtics' start. They started a lot better than I remembered last year. They weren't 20-1.
No, but they had a good start. You're
they
right.
did yeah. start a lot better than I had remembered. They're going to be a great example all year. For like when Missoula's like, well, what do you expect us to do? Win more games and like go back to back? I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
That's what I expected you to do. That's what I expect this team to do, and that's how they're doing it. But for the Celtics, they're in this four-game stretch right now. They've already won 2 out of 3. We wanted them to go 2-2. I'm not going to say they have to win this game against New York, but
no, they don't have to.
You want to alter your view of them. They're at home. They've been playing well. They just won shorthanded. So, yeah, get another win. Get greedy in this four-game stretch, and then maybe that's the turning point for your year.
They are a 1.5-point favorite.
Oh,
against the Knicks.
Maybe we do it. Maybe we should expect a win.
Derek White and Nemus Kata are both available tonight.
Excellent.
So that's good. So they should be more full strength here tonight against the New York Knicks.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
Boston Bruins also in action tonight.
Doubleheader.
How do you like this?
Oh,
so
wow.
Starting 1 hour earlier, 7 o'clock. Bees are on the road against the Red Wings. Vegas is saying it's going to be a Detroit win as Boston is plus 164 on the money line. If you're feeling good about the Bees and the league's leading goal scorer, Morgan Geeky.
I missed the morning skate today, so I don't know who's first off the ice.
Yeah.
But it's probably a Swayman game. They've been doing Swayman, Corpy.
Okay.
But the last game against Detroit was Swayman and a nice win.
Yeah.
So let's see if they can keep that rolling.
Right. Yo.
Grab bag. Grab.
All right, Jones, we are down to just 1 week left in the fantasy football season. A lot on the line.
Regular season.
Yeah, the regular season.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Our league in the Jones and Keefe League is shaping up. You, Scheim, Fitzy, and Dan Ball have all clinched spots. Who's been eliminated? I think Brian's been eliminated.
Oh,
and
I have also been eliminated.
And Nick has been eliminated. What's Stitz and Ted?
Oh, I don't think so.
That
division's live over there.
My team somehow, some way, mathematically is alive. I don't know how or why. Me and Billy are both fighting for maybe a last playoff spot here.
All right, what was your question? Who's eliminated? Who's in?
Yeah, well, I know who's in.
Eliminated teams are Nick and Brian, and somehow that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot to play for. The other division is trash.
It's a bad division.
Everybody's like below 500. Our division is like a murderer's row.
It's true.
But help the people out, Jones. You have a fantasy football pickup for everybody.
Well, you could make like the Cheetah in the WEEI League, which is we're in the Glenn Ordway division, of course, the much more challenging of the two divisions compared to the Dale Arnold division. You could make like me and already own Kyle Monongai, or go out there and get him after his performance on Black Friday. He's owned in a lot of leagues. If he's out there, go get him. Let me do one for teams that are feeling comfortable about their playoff spots and looking forward to the fantasy playoffs. Go grab Mike Evans. He's maybe going to start practicing this week. He got dropped in a ton of leagues. Go get Mike Evans.
Also, Chris Rodriguez, the running back for the Commanders.
Also, Chris
they
Rodriguez.
They have one of the easiest rushing schedules in the league the rest of the season.
Running back for the Commanders, says Nick. That is the pickup of the week. Pickups of the week brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easiest way to get rid of your old car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now. CarsForKids.com. That is Cars with a K.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Another baseball signing. The New York Mets have signed former Yankee reliever Devin Williams. 3 years, $51 million.
That's a weird one.
Didn't he suck last year?
He was terrible.
Eeks.
He was pitching like the seventh inning.
It's a horrible signing.
So I think so, too. And the one, maybe you'd say, well, he was really good in a smaller market, so get him out of New York. He'll pitch better. I understand the Mets have less eyeballs on him than the Yankees, but I don't feel like that's going to work. You have a choice between bringing back Edwin Diaz or bringing in this guy when
I'm
you bring back Diaz?
Back Edwin Diaz.
Was he the Rolaids? Not the Rolaids. Really
a couple
bad,
years ago, he was the Rolaids man, I think.
Devin Williams had a 4.79 last year.
Yeah, get out of here.
Hell?
No, thanks.
I did see one of the Eno Saris, I think it is, like one of the analytics guys in baseball. He's like, this is why you don't pay attention to ERA. Baseball teams don't, neither should you.
ERA is like, a big stat still, I think.
He stunk it up last year. What do you want
that's a terrible signing.
Yeah.
Good news, Boston College Eagles football fans. Bill O'Brien isn't going anywhere. And the school also announced they're going to have more of a financial commitment to the team. So they're keeping Bill O'Brien, and they're going to spend more money on one of the worst teams in college football.
Now, more doesn't mean it'll be a competitive budget.
No.
At least the ACC is bad.
The ACC is bad.
This is true.
It's real bad, and they are bringing it down.
O'Brien back.
Bill O'Brien back. And also, you were telling me there's a story out of North Carolina that Bill Belichick back as well.
Yeah, well, I have the headline here. Report, UNC committed to Belichick for at least another year.
Okay.
The report is from Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina.
Greg Barnes.
It says for at least another year, which I guess means he's not going to the NFL. But okay, he'll be back for one more year, according to one guy at Inside Carolina. Mm. I'll believe that when I see it, but that's the reporting, yes.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
You gotta fight for your right to grab bag.
All right. Danilo Gallinari, one of everybody's favorites, has announced his retirement. So Danilo Gallinari retiring from the NBA.
I was surprised to see this. I guess where has he been? I guess I didn't know. Maybe I thought he had already been retired, but I always liked the Rooster. Good player.
You liked the Rooster?
Yeah, I liked him when
he was
here.
He came in as the sixth pick in the 2008 NBA draft. Was never an all-star, but I believe the story goes he was the Kardashians' first choice over Chris Humphries.
In fact, I think I've heard you say
this
before.
Yeah, I think that's one of my WAG nuggets that I have.
A WAG nugget.
Because I think he was with the Knicks, and they wanted somebody in the New York market.
Yeah,
and they're like, oh, he's a tall dream boat. And then so they're like, hey, do you want to marry my daughter? And he's like, no,
I
don't.
He's like, I'm good. So they went to Chris
Humphries. I'm probably fine. Yeah. So then they went to Chris Humphries. He's like, yes, I will.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, how long? And they're like, not long, don't worry.
Yeah, good move.
It'll be pretty quick. Yeah.
I'm a genie in a grab bag, baby. Come on and let me out.
All right, very exciting. Tonight, a double dork podcast. We have at 8:45, The Chair Company is in the books. All 8 episodes of The Chair Company is over. And one of the stars of The Chair Company, Gary Tangway, is going to join us.
Was that him in that shocking ending to one of the episodes?
No, not that one.
It was body double.
Somebody else in the finale okay. ending. But yeah, he was in a couple episodes of The Chair Company, so he's going to join us at 8:45.
And then after the movie with George Murazan.
Yeah. We'll get to the bottom of that. Don't worry.
Tell him where I put George Murazan.
Yeah, number two giant.
Yeah, number two giant.
Oh, he's your number
he's
two.
My giant.
He is one of your giants.
Yeah, he wasn't on your list.
Was that the movie that Tangway was in?
Oh, I don't think
Mirror Santa's in a lot of movies.
Well, he wasn't just the ultimate jock. No, he wasn't. Kind of your side of the street.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
He'd block a shot. He'd get into the paint. He'd send you packing.
He was the 95-96 most improved player, Keith.
He was super improved.
He could play.
He was terrible the year before. That's what they don't tell you about the most improved.
Yeah.
But then after that, we are going to do the Stranger Things Season 5 Volume 1 reaction. So they're releasing their – we talked about the release schedule, 4 episodes on Thanksgiving, 3 on Christmas, 1 on New Year's Eve. So we're going to talk about the first 4, spoiler-free to start, and then full spoiler-full after that. Very excited.
That's the grab bag.
We'll decide your fate.
I am the grab bag.
Not yet.
All right, one of our favorite segments within a segment. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Yes.
Must have.
A lot.
Okay, good.
A lot. He certainly has. A lot of them are in responses to, like, questions about Donald Trump, so I'll sort of skip some of those.
Oh, we don't want to get political.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so then there's one from literally an account called Parody Elon Musk. It says...
It says right there in the name.
Yeah, it says right there.
All right, did it flummox Bob?
Well, I'll ask you. The tweet is, how many locks are open? And then there's, like, a meme... Says how many locks are open, and then it's just looks like 10 maybe by 7.
Okay.
So what would that be? 70 locks, it looks like. And then they're just like locks across, like emoji locks.
Sure.
And
like
then
a, like a bike lock.
Yeah. So how many locks are open?
Yeah.
And Bob responded, 1. Bottom line, is this supposed to be hard?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Do you agree with
his wrong?
Do you agree with his answer?
That's what my ex-wife said. you think there's two? Oh, there is
two.
There is. Oh, he didn't even get that one. Good. He didn't even get it right. Oh. He's insulting the question. And then he's not even right.
Row 3, column 9, and then, yeah, the last one.
Yeah, people did respond to him. They're like, Bob, you missed one. You missed one, Bob. You missed one. All right, so then that girl that goes by the name Tokyo once again has a really important question.
Oh, she's bit.
Jones, are you ready for these?
Yeah.
How many of these have you done?
Okay.
It's one of these classic keepsakes. All right, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
This is 50 questions.
50?
Yes, just yes or no it if you could.
Yeah.
Been married.
Yes.
Been divorced.
No.
Fallen in love.
Yes.
Skipped school.
No.
Had a child.
Yes.
Rode in an ambulance.
Yes.
Been to Hawaii.
No.
Been to Paris.
No.
Been to Vegas.
No.
Been to Canada.
Yes.
Been to Australia.
No.
Been to Italy.
No.
Visited Mexico.
Yes.
Swam in the Pacific.
Yes.
Swam in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Swam in the Atlantic.
Yes.
Been to New Zealand.
No.
Been to Tahiti.
No.
Flown in a helicopter.
No.
Been on a cruise.
No.
Gone camping.
Yes.
Served on a jury.
No. I've had jury duty. Never served on a jury.
Danced in the rain.
Probably, yeah. Sure.
You danced in the rain?
I think it rained at my wedding. I think I danced in the rain.
Oh, how about
it
that?
It was a real hazy night, but I did some dancing in the rain, yeah.
Been to California.
Yes.
Been to New York.
Yes.
Sang karaoke.
Yeah.
Been on TV.
Yeah, bro.
Wow.
How about that?
Had a grandchild.
No.
Had a pet.
That was a yes for Bob.
Yes. Been downhill skiing.
Yes.
Been water skiing.
Yes, but not well.
Rode on a motorcycle.
No.
Jumped out of a plane.
That was for Davey. Jumped out of a plane. No.
Been to a drive-in movie.
Yes.
Rode an elephant.
No.
Rode a horse.
No.
Donated blood.
Yes.
Got a piercing.
No.
Where? Got a tattoo.
No.
Driven a stick shift vehicle.
There's a lot of overlaps on these. No, I can't drive a stick.
Been scuba diving.
No.
Lived on your own.
No.
Been in a limousine.
Yes.
Got a speeding ticket.
Yes.
Broken a bone.
Yes.
Had stitches.
Yes.
Traveled alone.
No.
Graduated from university.
Yes.
Retired.
Brag. No.
Owned a company.
No.
29 for Bob.
29 for Bob.
Yeah, he went through all that.
25 for Jones.
Let's see, I think he got, good tally. We haven't been doing a lot of tally.
Bob Ryan greater than Adam Jones. So there you go. And there's just a lot of other political tweets, it seems like.
Okay, good.
Yeah, kind of doing that thing.
Good.
Wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
Grab bag.
All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Jones, was it Kawhi Leonard?
No.
36 points, 7 boards.
Good night.
Was it Nikola? Seven! Was it Nikola Jokic?
Yes.
Amazing.
29 points, 20 rebounds, 13 assists.
Honestly, kind of a down night for him.
Was it Desmond Bane?
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag.
Could be. 37.6 boards, 5 assists. Was it Donovan Mitchell? 43 points, 9 boards, 6 assists. Mm. Or was it Alperen Sengun? 31, 8, and 14 for the big fella.
They lost. Okay. Cleveland won. Let's go with Bane.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Laskanik,
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, we have a right-handed starting pitcher.
Were you in here earlier, Nick, when he was bragging about this? He's like, oh, I got a good one.
Yeah, that I heard him say. We might have already had this one before.
Yeah. So I'm covering my bases here. Yeah. There's a chance we've had this player before.
He doesn't normally do this, though. He was bragging about it. He has a really good one today. Okay.
Well, I came up with it ahead of time, too, which I was excited about.
That's also rare. Yeah.
So that was a thrill. All right, this is a right-handed pitcher who, when asked, would dig in from the right side.
Okay.
14 years. Most of his time spent with Cincinnati.
Okay.
Also pitched for A's, Braves, Dodgers, Phillies, Padres, Mariners, Mets. Kind of had a hard time sticking with a club after his
Jose Rio
stint there. Not Jose Rio.
Matt Latos.
Who?
Not Matt the Cat Latos.
Yep.
Or Dallas Latos.
Years?
02 to 15.
02 to 15.
No time All-Star, however, in 07 was fourth in the Cy Young vote.
Oh. Not Mike Leake. We've had Mike Leake. Mike Leake?
Not Mike Leake.
We've had Mike Leake recently.
$60 million earned in his purse.
Homer Bailey.
Not Homer Bailey. Great guess, Homer Bailey.
Thank you. Some of these guys might be lefties. I'm just trying to think of Reds
pitchers. He's a righty. He led the league in wins in 06. Led the league in losses in 08. Sort of the duality of man.
Not Johnny Cueto.
Not Cueto. Who Twitch has it.
They got it.
And Text has it.
Arcan text. Arcan did not text.
These are good guesses, though.
Is it that Aaron Harang?
He got it.
Oh. Wouldn't have got that.
Aaron Harang.
Has not had him before.
Good one. Yeah, no, that's the first time. That's the first
also,
time.
Also,
first timers club.
Hoss of the Week nominee.
Oh, is he that?
6'7", 260.
Wow.
Aaron Harang.
20 soda cans.
Yeah. Big dude.
Yeah. Okay, Aaron Harang.
Is that not a stat line yet for that?
No, I'm updating the reference page.
It's Baseball Reference 2.0. I think they'll have that. There you go, random ball player each and every day.
Drafted by the Red Sox in 96.
Aaron Harang?
Yeah, but then he went to college, I think.
Ah.
And then they got drafted later by the Rangers.
Okay.
Good guesses, though. Edison Volquez is a good guess. Homer Bailey was a good one. Johnny Cueto.
You said Edson Volquez? That's a good
one. It's a good guess.
Yeah, Tim Hudson.
But some of those guys might have grabbed an all-star team. Aaron Harang never did.
Well,
should have.
The bias against the bigger man, I think. that's what that was. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoon. Check out her. Yeah, God fits it. Yeah, God Paul. Here on a Patriots Monday, on a Tuesday, they'll talk to Drake May. Later on the program, Marcus Jones as well. So stay tuned for it, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.